RSM Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express on this Tuesday, the 22nd of June. They're racing at the Pakenham races today. Sportsbet Pakenham is the meeting there in Victoria. Let's hear what Warren Huntley has to say regarding his best bets.
Race 1, number 1, Brazen Bully, the best for me. Race 5, number 9, Alara, I just think is well over the odds. If she can run to her jump out and what her overall level could be, first run for the Mick Kent stable and Blinkers Honour, I think she's well over the odds now at about $31. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 6, 9 and 10. Second leg, 1, 3 and 4. Third leg, 1, 3, 9 and 10. The last leg, numbers 3, 8, 10 and 11. And play of the day is that last race. I thought numbers 3 and 11 were over the odds and can have something on both of them and hopefully end up getting about $5 for the race if one of them wins. So play of the day, a level stake in race 8, numbers 3 and 11.
So X is the favourite in race number 4 at $2.70 with the tab trained by Cindy Olinson.
Yeah, look, he trialled really nicely last time out, worked him on the synthetic because we sort of discovered he's not a wet tracker. And he's worked really nicely. So I know it's a big step going out to the mile first up, but he's done plenty of work and nice draw and a field that I think looks within his scope for sure. And I'd give him a good chance as well.
So Manhattan Sings, the $2.30 favourite in race number 6. Here's Chris Highland.
Yeah, he's been in great order the whole prep of this preparation and all his runs have been what we would expect. And you know, we've felt once he got to his distance range that he'd start to be effective in obviously lower grade. But I think he's got a great chance. I think the horse of Busterman's has drawn a bit better today, had to work a bit the other day to get forward, so it's probably going to get an easier run in transit. But we beat it comfortably the other day, and yeah, you know, as I say, it'll possibly get an easier run today, but we'll certainly be mowing it down.
They're racing at Hawkesbury, New South Wales on a heavy 8 today. Overcast conditions. Shane Montgomery joins us now for his best bet. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Yeah, okay. In race 3, number 1, Amore Force stepped up into this distance range last start at Goulburn. Got beat at short odds, Gareth, but was only having a second run in a race and figures wise, Armour Force is still well placed here, and it should be noted that Armour Force will today compete in Blinkers for the first time. Any improvement that those Blinkers make will make Armour Force very hard to beat. Hopefully, the best bets in the first, number 5, Law Party, who presents second up, became entirely unsuited last start at Warwick Farm. The unplaced effort, you've got to put a pen through that. Much more suitably placed today, race 1, number 5, Law Party. In the quaddie, in the first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 10. The second leg, 1, 3, 4, 5. The third leg, 1, 3, 7 and 9. And in the fourth leg, 3, 5, 6 and 9.
Thanks for that, Shane. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Howard Walter joins us to have a look at Lismore. G'day, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets?
I'm going to start off in race 3, number 7, Emma Rosa, trained by Matthew Dunn, a 2-year-old filly taking on the older horses. Not a bad time of the year to be doing that. Now, she had one start back in January, got the money at Grafton. Form lines out of that race very good. Resumes today, had a nice quiet trial. She mats very well, somewhere in the first three. That's a big tick around Lismore. And the Ben Looker's riding. Now, Ben Looker, with Matthew Dunn, is striking at something like 32% the last 12 months. I was surprised when I checked that. So a lot of positives here for Emma Rose in race 3. I think she can keep her unbeaten record intact. Then race 4, number 14, Sneaky Truth, and another dynamic duo. Chris Lee's trainer, Andrew Mallion, aboard. Andrew Mallion, when he crosses the border in New South Wales, he's striking at 33%. This horse is drawn very well. It's only had the two starts. On debut ran third at Port Macquarie. The form out of that race is strong. Then he went up to Toowoomba, and he just, I don't think he coped for Toowoomba. It's a, you know, funny sort of track. He's finished fourth there, but I think he'll go much better here today. Race 4, number 14, Sneaky Truth. Quaddy, not so easy, but this is what I've jotted down. 3, 7, 13, 14. In the 6, 7, 10, 12. 3, 4, 5. 4, 6, 7 and 10.
All right, then. So race 3, number 7, race 4, number 14, your best bets on the program.
They're the two that make most appeal. If you wanted a third selection, I was umming and ahhing about mentioning race 6, Zavvy's Hope, which is number 4.
All right, mate, you're a good man, Howard. Good punting at Lismore.
Thank Thanks, Gareth. Have a great day.
Harness racing tonight at Bendigo. Lachie McIntosh is back in action tonight as well after being at Charlton yesterday. G'day to you, Lachie.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets?
Well, hopefully we can get some money early, Gareth. In the first, I like number three, Interest Free, one of the Douglas stable locally. The two-year-old, struck some trouble on its debut, but gee, it won well last time out at Ballarat, hit the line strongly. It's only a small field. You're getting about 260, I think, at the moment with the tab fixed odds, and I think it's a pretty talented horse and poses good value at the $2.60. As far as one at a bit better price, perhaps just a place more than the win. I like the way Beneath the Shadow's been going. Horse two in race three. Mick Ladder, son of the trainer Colt, having his first drive. So good luck to him. I think he can get it a good trip, and I think it can run a place. It's $3.30 for the place at the moment, $19 for the win, and probably a fluker's chance of winning with the right run. That's race three, number two, Beneath the Shadow, My Ruffy, and the Quaddy. We'll go 3.5.6 in the first leg, and we'll go 3.4.9.11 in that second leg, 4.8.10 in the third leg, and then 8.9.13 in the final event. Actually, the 8's scratching there, so it's just the 9 and the 13. Probably take the 13 one out, but the tricky draw just worries me a little bit there in the last leg, and hopefully we can get some money there tonight at Bendigo, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Lachie.
No worries, good luck.
There's Lachie McIntosh there. Chris Venozio joins us now. Good morning to you, Chris. He's got some nice chances there at Bendigo. I was looking forward to seeing Captain Coach once again, but he's out of the first race. Chris, good morning to you.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. You start then your campaign down in race six, Buzz Like a Bee, one of the great individuals that I've come across in racing and in life is Brian Tudnam. He's got a share in Buzz Like a Bee. Of course, he trained that great pace, a Sting Like a Bee.
Yep, he's a champion fella, Brian. Yep. He hasn't had a lot of luck lately. I think one broke his collarbone a couple of months ago, but he owns this bloke and it was good to get a win with him a little couple of weeks ago and cheer him up a bit.
Yep, he's a great man, Brian. Can Buzz Like a Bee win from outside that second row?
It'll be pretty tough. Like he's an improving sort of horse, but he's going to need a few things to go right, a fair bit of pace on early, but yeah, hopefully he can work home and run a place. We'd be pretty happy.
Can Who's the Man be the man again in race number seven?
Yeah, he's a good chance. It's tricky again from the second row, and he's a three-year-old taking on the older horses. But if I can give him a nice trip and there's a bit of pace on early, he should go pretty close.
All right, then I like the confidence there. So he would be your best, race seven, number 10?
Yeah, he's my best.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Gareth.
Action today at Horsham and Warrigal in the Dogs. George Ferrugia joins us. Good morning, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Who are we backing today? We'll start off with Horsham.
Yeah, we'll go to Horsham. Race four, number three, a greyhound called Nevaeh Bale. I really like the upside of this greyhound. It started its career just a little bit patchy. It looks green. Its last couple of starts, Gareth, it hasn't missed a place in its last five. I just think the ceiling hasn't reached its ceiling yet. I'm not saying it's going to be an absolute star, but I think it's going to be a handy type. It's got some good habits. It shows some good speed, especially more recently. It's up against Manila Dusk, who's got a slightly quicker PB, but I just think Nevaeh Bale has got more upside, and I think it's got an opportunity here to win. It's some nice each-way odds, so race four, number three. Quaddy numbers at Horsham, mate, one and three into one, two and seven. Into 3.6 and 8, into 1.3, 5 and 8 to bring us home. Over to Warrigal. I like one in race three. Number two, a greyhound called Security Man. Comes from a very, very good litter that includes the likes of Major Sacrifice, McCooley's Lad, of course, who looked a boom pup before he got injured. And he, too, probably didn't start the best in his career, but his last two starts, he switched on a little bit, Gareth. He placed at Warrigal, and then he won at Cranbourne impressively last week in 17.60. And look, I just think if he runs up to that kind of run, it's certainly a winnable race here. Race three, number two. Quaddy numbers, number one, one out, into 3, 4, 5 and 7, into 1 and 2, into 2, 4 and 6 to bring us home.
Good on you, George. Look forward to catching up with you a little later on with Off the Leash.
Speak then, mate.